right, here we are on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a little radio station in Vancouver, BC, Canada. But you could be listening to us online from anywhere around the planet, around this globe that we call the Earth. And at this time every week, I feature Australian music from the past and present and brand new Canadian music, always. This week, I've got an interview. It'll be towards the end of the show with Jesse D. He's always a favourite. I've interviewed him probably more than anyone else on this show. He is a musician originally from Edmonton, and he is part of a group called Picture the Ocean, previously known as Jesse D and Jackie B. So I'll be interviewing him right near the end of the show. He's up in Wells at the moment, Arts Wells Festival, which is a really interesting folk music festival in northern BC. So that's something to look forward to as far as Canadian music goes. But I'm going to be playing for you a bit of a retrospective today on the Cruel Sea from Australia. They are really quite an amazing band and really unheralded really for the quality of their music. They're a really good independent rock band with just really good musicianship, and they did have success in the 90s with the Honeymoon is Over album, won some ARIA awards, and brought a lot of recognition, especially to frontman Tex Perkins, of course, who was previously a member of the Beast of Bourbon. So Tex Perkins fronts the Cruel Sea. He's one of Australia's all-time great, you know, rock performers, and backed by some pretty seriously good musicians in the Cruel Sea. And they made some really, really interesting sort of, at times, country-tinged, alternative kind of music. Anyway, I'll let the music speak for itself. But first up, I'm going to be talking with Jeffrey Armstrong, also known as Kavindra Rishi. He is going to be a feature of the Kirtan Vancouver, which is coming up on the 18th of August here in Vancouver. So I've got him on the line. We're going to be talking with him very soon. He'll be explaining what Kirtan is, what Kirtan Vancouver is, what people can expect, his role at the event, and the sorts of people who are playing there. So this is very exciting. I'm going to be doing this interview first up today, something very different for this show. So I'll be right back with my chat with Jeffrey Armstrong.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and I have Jeffrey Armstrong on the line, Kavindra Rishi. Jeffrey is a teacher of Vedic knowledge, which is the knowledge of India, the deep ancient spiritual tradition that yoga is based on. He is a world expert on the spirituality and culture of India. He has written award-winning books of not only spiritual teachings and commentary, but also poetry. He regularly speaks at events both here in Vancouver and all around the world at universities and gatherings of yogis and yoga philosophers. So he is going to be a key feature of Kirtan Vancouver here on the 18th of August. Kirtan Vancouver is an outdoor festival. It'll be starting at 3 p.m. on the 19th. And so Jeffrey, given his stature as a philosopher and commentator on the Vedic knowledge, he'll be opening the ceremony, opening the proceedings at the Kirtan Vancouver, setting the mood and creating a deeper understanding for people around what it is that everyone is experiencing at the event. So here we have Jeffrey on the line right now. Welcome, Jeffrey. What can you tell us about Kirtan Vancouver?
Stay, Matthew. It's great to be here with you. Kirtan Vancouver is part of a larger movement and growth of yogic consciousness throughout the world. And at the center of yoga practice is the idea that we are all wirelessly connected through sound vibration, both to each other, to all that exists, and to the source of our existence. So Kirtan Vancouver is a kind of practice of yoga on a group level, thousands of people participating. It's also a universal celebration of our connection to everything. And of course, it has that joyful component where we actually find the bliss that we're capable of in a way that's safe and friendly and good for everyone.
And of course, it has its origins deep in antiquity in India. And can you explain a little bit about the roots of the Kirtan tradition?
Sure, Matthew. And you know, in Australia, where you come from, we can tell by your voice, and in many other indigenous cultures, they really understood that they even thought that we were sung into existence, that the divines sung us into existence, that we are in the midst of a song. Modern science now sees everything as vibration, and that matter is both energy and in its density is a kind of vibration. So this was quite an ancient understanding, and very technical, actually, to understand that with our bodies, we can change their state by vibration, by singing, faster than any other way.
And there's great healing potential there as well, because of the vibratory effect.
Absolutely, and because it's also free and universal, there's never a shortage. It's not something you have to go to a doctor for or pay for. In fact, in ancient times in India, they would create special, they were almost like our coliseums or place where we have sporting events. They were countrysides where there was a hill or several hills, and down below, anyone who was sick, not feeling well, depressed, injured, damaged, would be put into lower space, and then 100 or 200,000 people would sing for 2 or 3 days, and they would feed each other and take care of each other. But then most of what they did was to make these marvelous concerts at sound vibration. They'd have musicians, and the hillside would be set up to reverberate the sound, and so the sacred sound vibrations were used for healing purpose. So anyone who comes to Kirtan Vancouver can get the benefit of this group healing by the amplification that happens by so many people chanting together in a beautiful way.
And it seems so new and fresh in our culture, but at the same time, this knowledge, I mean, people have been doing kirtans in North America for at least since the 60s. It's just that I guess there's more momentum now, would you say, at this point in history, there's something happening.
Of course, and you can also see that within, say, for example, within Judaism, the cantor, which sounds a little bit like kirtan almost, so words sound similar. But the cantor was a very important part of the Judaic culture, singing the various ancient messages. And certainly in Christianity, we can see where choirs and hymns sung to affirm the positive feelings that people were having for the divine. So this is certainly our universal component, that like creatures of the wild, we sing and make noises when we're happy. So it's not only scientifically the case, but it's actually our nature to be joyful and to then open our throat and make sounds. But in yoga, it's also a technology that whatever you think about, you speak, and whatever you speak about, you do, and whatever you do becomes your life. So in a way, we, as the ancient cultures and original cultures thought, the aboriginal ones, the ones with the origin, and we sing our reality into existence. Affirm it with our voice.
That's right, yeah. And this seems like such a, from what I've observed and participated myself, it's such a participatory movement. As a musician too, like it's not about technical mastery of something, say a guitar.
There's a lot of forgiveness for not being perfect in a kirtan, because in a kirtan everyone's supposed to participate, and it also has a marvelous side effect. Many great ancient cultures knew this, that when we all get together, share food, share time together, care for each other, cooperate to make it possible, then spend time together and say similar things and join in and blend our voices, we overcome those feelings of distance for each other that naturally develop when we compete and try for the same properties or things in life. So there's a kind of animosity that develops amongst humans by just competing with each other. And kirtans and events where we get together and sing together in a single voice and express beautiful sentiments of love and cooperation are very healing socially, just as they are individually.
Of course. And what perfect timing, summer weather in Vancouver. So we are talking with Jeffrey Armstrong here about Kirtan Vancouver, which is coming up on the 18th of August. We'll be right back to continue our chat.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
And I wanted to just bring it back to exactly what people can expect. We have multiple performers. You'll be there all day as speaking and introducing, providing context. And so we have Kanam Rita Dasi, looks like an extraordinary singer who's performing.
Yes, of all the talents that are present there, some, of course, every one of them are wonderful and regularly perform. Kanam Rita represents several things that are very beautiful and interesting for us. One is she's got a female voice. She's female, so she represents the female voice coming out at a time in history because the female is notoriously soothing and healing and wants to be like our mother or our sister or our partner, bringing the best out in us. So she comes in a long line of singers who sing in the feminine voice, these kirtans to the divine, and help us to soften and engage our heart. And her voice is classically trained, both in India and North America, by classical Indian musicians. So she brings not only the heart of healing to her concerts, but she's also highly trained and therefore carries with her the mystical tradition of ancient India. So she'll be not only singing at Kirtan Vancouver, but she's going to stay in town for August 22nd when she's going to do a concert as well. At the church near the World Peace Center.
And that's on a Wednesday night, yeah, following Kirtan Vancouver, that's right, yep.
And then after that, she'll also have a workshop on Saturday, August 25th. So it's called the Canadian Memorial Church, and it's at 1806 West 15th at Burrard. And that'll be 7 to 10 on Wednesday night.
Right.
She'll not only be performing at Kirtan Vancouver, but also having a concert along with Pete McCormick, who's also playing at Kirtan Vancouver. That will be on the following Wednesday after Kirtan Vancouver.
Right. So the weekend, definitely a great way for newcomers to experience what this is all about, what Kirtan is about, and then immerse yourself in a world-class performer the following Wednesday in an intimate setting.
Absolutely. And the tickets are available from Banyan Books. So anyone interested in coming to the concert could also get their tickets in advance before they're gone. But we're very fortunate to have Kanam Rita here and the many talents, including Pete McCormick, who is a world-class documentary film director who's received several Leo Awards over the last 2 years here in Vancouver for his film work. But it turns out that he's also a very skilled songwriter and musician and kirtan leader. So he's going to be opening Kirtan Vancouver. When I speak at the beginning, setting the context, he'll also be there playing songs and chanting and getting everyone warmed up and into the spirit of the chanting as we then welcome the rest of the artists. And a well-renowned actress is going to be acting as the MC for the event. Her name is Rekha Sharma, and Rekha is accomplished in Canadian film, stage, and television as an actress and well-known for her various television shows, including Battlestar Galactica. She's going to be our MC for the event. Then we'll also have Niranjan Kaur, Arananda, Raghunath Das as an MC later on, DJ A-Slam. We'll have Sandra Lay, who runs Give Peace a Chant regularly here in town. Sparrow, who sings songs and does kirtans. So we have many beautiful performers and artists that are going to be there for the weekend's event.
Hmm. Well, it sounds extraordinary. A very unique event. This is Kirtan Vancouver. So we have been talking with Jeffrey Armstrong, Kavindra Rishi. Thanks so much for your insights, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Matthew. We'll see you at the event, and we'll be there with bells on, as they say, and there'll be bells and instruments and drums and all the beauty that you can imagine on a beautiful summer day in Vancouver. Plus, we'll go in a single voice to beautiful places that we haven't gone before.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks.
Have a day.
Okay, so that was the voice of Jeffrey Armstrong. We had him live here speaking about Kirtan Vancouver, which is here in Vancouver on the 18th of August. You can find lots of details at kirtanvancouver.com. So it's at 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Second Beach, Stanley Park. I went last year and it was really, really cool, really unique. There's so many festivals on during the summer, so many different types, like rock festivals, folk festivals. This is something different and just beautiful environment to be in. We'll be broadcasting live on the day as well, CITR Radio. So some of the performers, so we have the Ghost Brothers are playing. We have Ganri Vani and As Kindred Spirits, the Maya Puris. I'm reading out past Vancouver, past artists. Those are artists who've played before. But also this year we have Rika Sharma, Niranjam Kaur, Air Ananda featuring Raghunath Das, who we of course we know here from CITR Radio, DJ A Slam, Emma O'Loughlin, Sandra Lee, of course, and Sparrow, and as Jeffrey's talked about, Kamrita Dasi as a real the draw card. So let's go out now with some Kamrita Dasi music before we get into the Australian rock and roll. I'll be right back right after this a little quick ad.
CITR, Mantra Radio, Enchant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a meet the producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
So we just had a great chat there with Jeffrey Armstrong, who will be a centerpiece at the Kirtan Vancouver on August 18th. And Kamrita Dasi is playing. She is from India. So let's hear some of her beautiful vocals now before we get on into the rest of the show with a special retrospective on the Cruel Sea and another interview later with Jesse D. So here we go. Here's Kamrita Dasi. Beautiful. Okay, we're back on CITR, and that was the beautiful voice of Kanam Rita Devaki. She is coming from India for Curtin Vancouver, and we heard my interview there with Jeffrey Armstrong, who will be a key speaker at that event. Okay, so this is Stranded. Okay, so this is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You can find podcasts of this show by going to Google and typing Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, and you get lots of podcasts, over 100 there. I've done lots of interviews and played great music from Australia from the past and present. I always love digging into the past, and today it's a little retrospective on The Cruel Sea. Yeah, definitely a band that should have gained way more exposure. That they were a band that formed in Sydney in 1987, originally an instrumental-only band, which you'll hear on the very first track I'm going to play, a really great instrumental track from the first album. Then they became fronted by Tex Perkins, who, of course, is a legendary figure in Australian music. He was the singer from the Beast Suburban. He has amazing stage presence, a deep voice, and he was, so, the front man of The Cruel Sea. And they became pretty successful in the 90s, especially with the Honeymooners Over album. So I'm going to play for you some tracks from a few of their albums, including Down Below. This Is Not the Way Home, the second album from 91. Honeymoon Is Over from 93. I'm going to play a few tracks from Three-Legged Dog from 1995, and then a few other later singles. And I'm not sure if they officially broke up, but the band hasn't recorded for a few years. But anyway, let's go right back to a track from their second album. And this is, I always love this song because, so Australia, of course, has Triple J Radio, the National Youth Broadcasting Network, which I grew up listening to. And, you know, the great crime, of course, in radio is dead air. You never have dead air. And I always remember that whenever Triple J, whenever there was some malfunction, it was a very rare event, their generator kicked in or whatever, and the song that always played was the song I'm just about to play for you, The Cruel Sea, this instrumental track. So whenever you heard this song, it was like, it meant there was some signal failure, something was down, and this song would go on. So this song is brings back memories for me growing up in Australia. So here it is. This is The Cruel Sea, a really wonderful instrumental track, and then we'll go into This Is Not the Way Home. This is really, really evocative Australian music, these next two tracks, especially the second one. It's just the perfect sort of song to put on when you're going on a road trip through the hinterland. Anywhere, any hinterland in Australia. Okay, so this is The Cruel Sea.
down this back. And this is not the way.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, Yusei Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Okay, this is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. A couple of classic tracks there from The Cruel Sea. They're a band from Sydney, Australia, who I don't believe are still functioning. Of course, Tex Perkins, the vocalist, is always doing various musical things. He's got a very established solo career. But the band itself, The Cruel Sea, doesn't play much these days. So we're going back into the past. So those two tracks were from the album This Is Not the Way Home from 1991. So next up, the next album was The Honeymoon Is Over, and this is the big album for them. It came out in May of 1993 with a couple of really strong songs. Well, the whole album was strong songs, but as far as singles go, Black Stick and The Honeymoon Is Over are two very obvious songs to play. So here we go. This is The Cruel Sea, a band from Australia, going back to 1993.
Like a breeze, it blows hard on. storm clouds away.
Okay, we're listening to The Cruel Sea here. They are a fantastic band from Sydney, Sydney, Australia.
So nice.
Advance tickets can be found.
Oh, just a little technical difficulty there. Here we go. Here's the track coming up. Of 1993 to okay, welcome back. This is Stranded. My name's Matt. This show every week broadcasts Australian music, and later on we have Canadian music. Later on we have an interview with Jesse D from Picture the Ocean. So yeah, that's coming up very soon. But for now, we're still digging into the archives with The Cruel Sea from Sydney, Australia. So members of the band include, well, we mentioned Tex Perkins, of course, on vocals. Other members were Dan Rumor on guitar, Jim Elliott on drums, Jared Gorbin on guitar as well, and Dee Corbin on bass guitar, obviously brothers there. And as far as studio albums go, six studio albums between 1989 and 2001. So let's keep going now. I just played for you two classics there, The Black Stick and Honeymoon is Over. So next up, let's play for you a few more singles from later albums. Next up, I think I'll play a song called Just a Man. So we're getting into an album called Three-Legged Dog. So I'm going to play for you three of the tracks from that album. And this record came out in 1995. So this is still The Cruel Sea from Australia.
Like I'm gonna die in an airplane one. hour, but it's still too long. Sometimes I think it just goes on and on and moves so slow, and time is pain. Mostly though, it just seems to stay the same. There's so much in this world for me to see. It's all fit together perfectly. I got life and death and the whole damn thing. Gonna drive through the countryside, hear the birds sing.
Bombino Mokhtar is a young Tuareg guitarist and songwriter who was raised during an era of armed struggle for independence. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and have made Bombino one of the hottest young guitarists in the world. You can check him out live at the Rio Theater with guests Vana Bosso on August 16th. Advanced tickets can be found at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records or online at nightheat.ca.
Okay, so we have an interview with Jesse D coming up from Picture the Ocean. Of course, Jesse D named to pair up at the wheel right now. So let's hear a track from Picture the Ocean and then our interview with Jesse D.
Thank you. map got lost, so we followed the train.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and time for a catch up with Jesse D. He's on the line from Wells. I just caught up with him. You're in Wells, is that right?
Yeah, I just got here today. Came in from Cornell last night. Just barely made it alive, actually. I'm exaggerating. Our van got rear-ended in Kamloops, actually, and it's still in Kamloops, so. We didn't even know if we were going to make it up here, actually, a couple days ago, dealing with it for the weekend there.
Well, I'm so glad you made it up there, because it's somewhat of a, I guess, a quasi-homecoming, because you have a little bit of a connection to Wells, more than just a touring destination. Can you let us know what your background is with the little township of Wells?
Yeah, sure. Well, of course, I've been coming to this festival now for about 5 years. Me and Jackie and... then we, after a few years back, we moved up here and lived here for a couple of years off and on. We've since moved out of here because we decided that it wasn't worth having a place anymore, just because of travel and whatnot. But it always feels like a great place to come back to, and this is the best weekend to be here, that's for sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Arts Wells Festival? Because I hear... I mean, I haven't had a chance to go myself yet, but it's pretty unique as far as festivals go in terms of, I don't know, just the vibe, like, and the community spirit that comes around it. And it, I guess it's in a fairly isolated part of the country as well.
I wouldn't call it a big festival. It's a small festival that kind of engulfs the town. So most festivals will have, like, a festival grounds or, like, a field or something. Well, there's nothing like that here. It's like all the venues are indoors. It's all different parts of the town, which is really neat. And they book over 80 bands, so there's a lot of musicians here, which makes for some pretty amazing things. A lot of collaborations happen that normally wouldn't. Being a musician, get to hang out with a lot of our kind of road friends, people we only ever see once in a while. And so for a musician, I mean, that's why it's a special festival for a lot of the people who come here to play. Yeah.
So you're under the new name of Picture the Ocean. I remember the last time we chatted was literally just, I think, the day that you were just about to announce the new name. And there is a record under that name. Yeah, and that the new name coincided with the addition of a permanent member, a drummer. Is that, that's correct?
That's correct, yeah. Matt Blackie, we've actually been playing with him for quite a while now. But we wanted to make it official and take our name out of the equation.
Yeah. And how have you been finding since the name change and the new? I mean, how's the sound been progressing for you?
Well, the new band name kind of revolves around us making a more. Kind of a stylistic change, I guess, in our songwriting and stuff like that. We are still the same people in the same band, but this record, I think, is a really neat piece of art. It all kind of is a lot of continuity to it, and I think it evokes a lot of strong emotion, things like that. So, the name change was, something we wanted to do forever, and I'm just glad that it's over with. And now we're called Picture the Ocean, and get used to it.
And through your music, you know, I really get a sense of a deep connection to the instrument of the guitar that you play. And what's the relationship to your instrument been like?
It's actually an interesting question because I'm going to deflect your question, actually, if you don't mind. Because I actually, my guitar playing, something I've worked on for years and years, of course, but as of recently, I've been playing the bass. Because the band that we're touring with now, Aurora Jane, who are coming to Vancouver on, I think it's the 9th of August there, we're her band. We're actually two complete bands in one package. She's playing bass with us, and so I had to learn to play bass with her. And it's been an incredible challenge to learn bass. It's a totally different instrument, and nothing really in common with the guitar at all. She's been working us pretty hard, but it's coming along, and actually I think I'm a better bass player than I thought I was going to be, so pretty neat.
Like, literally, what, like, a matter of months? Like, how long ago are we talking? Like, a month or two back? Like, can you...
Yeah, I basically started renting a bass about 3 months ago. The last month we've been playing and rehearsing, a lot of rehearsing. Yeah, no, I'm a bass player.
I often wonder about that. Like, yeah, I'm learning guitar myself, like the regular guitar, and like, so the scales don't really translate as much. Like, is it like?
Well, like theory wise, the instrument is very similar. Everything's kind of set up the same way, but it's just the way, the style, and the where the bass fits in the music, and playing with your fingers as opposed to a pick. And, yeah, it's just a very different approach, you know. The drummer a lot more.
So that was Jesse D from Picture the Ocean, and Picture the Ocean is playing with Aurora Jane on August 8th at the Rickshaw. So Aurora Jane are from Australia, and I'm going to play for you a track from them now. Wonderful band with blazing guitars and uplifting keys. Perfect harmonies spread themselves over the land. That's off their press release there. So teaming up with Canada's Picture the Ocean, and you just heard there Jesse D in an interview. So let's hear Aurora Jane, which you can hear playing with with Jesse D and Jackie B at Picture the Ocean at Rickshaw on August 8th.
By my feet where I left it last night, drowning in a sea of curls. You were spinning that umbrella. I was laughing at the ominous sky. As the heavens opened, your whole stance shifted. You let that sucker go and you burned away. Labyrinth.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
So that was Aurora Jane playing. They are from Australia, and they are playing on August 8th at the Rickshaw with Picture the Ocean from Canada. Thanks so much for listening. This was a great show. Have yourself a wonderful evening. African Rhythms is up next. I'll leave you with one more track from Aurora Jane. Bye for now.
That's disseminating gloom. I look back to the wisdom of the earth, to the cycles of the moon and the miracle of birth. Nature, your nature, love and life itself. The soul buzz with the spiritual wealth. Stormy days are over.
Play a sweet song.
James could lay down such an incredible groove, like the master of funk, the inventor.
Funk, and funk is James Brown. James Brown makes it, he can make it any kind of way you want, but most importantly, James Brown made funk real to people. We can't stress that enough from back from the epic album Live at the Apollo. He made soul real, kept it raw, made it acceptable for people. Not just the folks who knew about James Brown, but even the curious listeners who said, "Oh man, what is this?" You know, he made this live for everybody and created a whole different scene for everybody because of his ability to believe in his music and make it real for everybody else.
Yeah, here's to James Brown and all that he created. His impact